The Torah does not look favorably towards a person that forces someone to do something. That's to say that if I really badly want my neighbor's house, and I push and I push and I push until finally the person is just like, take it, here, I'll give you your price and whatever, it's not, the Torah says that that's not right. You can't really do that. And so that's why it seems so strange that the Torah has this concept of kofa ad sheomer rotza ani, that you could force a person until they say, I'll take it, I'll do it. It's most famous by a get, that if a husband doesn't want to divorce his wife, we say, no problem, we force him and push him and push him and push him and beat him up. And then finally, kofa, after beating him up, he says, rotza ani. So the problem is, what does that mean, rotza ani? By definition, if you are forced, it's not rotza ani, so it doesn't make any sense. So what exactly is that, and how does it work? So a beautiful explanation by Rabbi Berkowitz, quoting Rav Soloveitchik. He explains as follows from our parsha. He says that we know that it says Adam kia b'or b'saro. Person has in his flesh this affliction. Now, last week we spoke about the four different Adams in the Torah, and we know that there's also Adam ki akriv mikem. That when, at the beginning of Vayikra, when it talks about a person bringing a carbon, it says Adam ki akriv mikem, a person when they bring from themselves. So this is Rav Soloveitchik, an amazing, amazing thing. He says, why is it by one it says mikem, and by the other it doesn't? By a carbon, it's mikem, you bring it from yourself. And yet, Adam kiyeb or besaro, when it's on your skin. What? Think about the difference. Mikem is like from my depths. It's like in my heart and my soul. But kiyeb or besaro, it's surface level. This is Rav Soloveitchik, an amazing, amazing thing. He says, the truth is that when a person brings a carbon, when a person does something like that, it's mikem, it's from his soul. That's what our soul wants. It's in its very most pristine state. It wants to do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we sin. When we sin, what is it? It's all surface level. You could scratch it off. You could wipe it off. It's not as deep as it seems. Adam kia bor besaro. And he says, and that's why on Yom Kippur, what do? We vitaher. We hope to get tahara. What's tahara? It's completely cleaning. Imagine, if you will, you have a window that is completely covered in grime and dust. It's disgusting. You can't see a single thing out of it. But you take a good cleaner, and you take a good rag, and you give it a good rub, and what happens? It's completely clean. You can see through it in such a beautiful way. That's the idea of fitahera, is that a person becomes tahor. What is he doing? He is scrubbing clean everything that's there. How does it work? It works only so well because it's adam kiya b'or b'saro. It's only on the surface. Kofa ad shomerotza ani works also because only on the surface is the person a jerk. Only on the surface is the person doing things that are antithetical to Torah. But in his heart, mikem, in his soul, he really wants to do what is right by God. Have a good day.